Economic boom times inevitably bring financial scams. Economic busts inevitably bring prosecutions for fraud. With the U.S. in its worst downturn in decades, the calls for justice are ringing louder than ever. But can the government respond with equal fervor? Peter Henning prosecuted fraud cases for the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission and the Justice Department in the early 1990s. He's now a law professor at Wayne State University Law School in Detroit, and he joins us from member station WDET. Welcome, Professor Henning.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you prosecuted cases that stemmed from the savings and loan scandals. How do those scandals compare to what we're seeing today?
Well, certainly there are similarities. There was an inflated real estate market, and banks were trying to lend as quickly as possible. And then once the economy turned south, then there were a number of problems exposed. However, it was fairly isolated at that point in time. You didn't have the kind of effects that you have today, where it is simply reverberated throughout the economic system. This time, the economic effects have been much more widespread.
In my introduction to you, I said that financial fraud rises during boom times, and then there are prosecutions usually when that boom goes bust. Why aren't prosecutions more of a deterrent?
In a lot of instances, when there are the boom times, people start to cut corners so that they can either get in the business or maintain their position in the business. And frankly, I don't think they think about the consequences of what they're doing until much further down the line. Even Bernard Madoff said that it's his Ponzi scheme, which is massive, started very small, and he thought he could dig his way out of it.
The House Financial Services Committee had a hearing on Friday on federal enforcement of consumer and investor protection laws. And many of the witnesses from regulatory and law enforcement agencies complain that there is not enough money and not enough personnel. Are those legitimate complaints?
Well, certainly that's always going to be a complaint by federal and state agencies, that if we had more, we could do more. And with the economic stimulus package and the various distributions of government assets, if we're going to try to prevent fraud in the government's massive spending of money, that you've got to commit the resources earlier rather than later.
So given the depth and breadth of the economic meltdown now, do you think there will be more prosecutions of financial fraud? And if so, how do prosecutors prioritize the cases?
Well, I certainly think we're going to see an increase in financial fraud prosecutions. We've seen it already in the mortgage area. And so when you prioritize a case, one of the things you're going to look at is the amount of the loss and the impact that the case is going to have. So you look for cases where you're going to get the, if you will, the biggest bang for the buck. And the pattern over the last few years, certainly since the Enron collapse, is prosecutors will also look at any senior executives who might be involved in misconduct, because these are the kind of people that prosecutors at least hope will get the message.
Peter Henning is a law professor at Wayne State University Law School in Detroit and a former government attorney. He joined us from member station WDET in Detroit. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.